Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jen's Friday Friends.
I don't have any friends, but on Friday at 13 minutes past 11, I have friends, and it is time to go through the more interesting stories of the week with one of my pals. This week, my friend is comedian Alison Spittle. Good morning, my friend Alison Spittle.
Good morning, Jen, my close personal friend. It is lovely to be here.
It's always lovely.
I want to know how you're doing.
That's what real friends say. How are you doing? I'm not too bad, to be honest with you. I'm not mad about bank holidays, to be honest with you, because I just feel like I'm catching up on myself. I don't enjoy the day off. I just feel like I've less time to do stuff. Do you ever feel like that?
I honestly hate bank holidays because I'm a comedian, and to be honest with you, like, I get my stuff done on a Monday. You know, like doing my little like shopping and everything like that. And when it's full of people in the shops, I'm like, what is this? Why is there so many people in IKEA? And I forget it's a bank holiday Monday.
Yeah.
I don't have bank holidays.
Oh, finally, someone else. Now, real life holidays are happening again for some people, Alison. And on Wednesday, we had some great stories from people disgracing themselves while they were abroad. It all kicked off because the big story of the day was five Irish lads went to Italy, stripped down to their jocks and jumped into a fountain in Bologna, and they got fined like $2,500. When you look back at your travel expeditions, do you cringe, or were you a good girl? Tell me.
I definitely have some cringy moments, to be honest with you. Like, I'm going to try and keep this as like, what did I call it? With as least amount of details possible so I don't incriminate other people. But I went on a trip with a load of people. We were very young. We were very stupid. Lost was very big at the time. And a few people took some life jackets from the plane and then used it in the hotel swimming pool to recreate Lost.
So, oh, my God. Yet? That is a first. I've never heard of that happening before. Okay, yeah, you did very well with not incriminating anybody there. Fair play to you. What about cultural exchanges? Have you ever felt misunderstood on a night out on holidays?
Yeah, all the time. Like, you know, when you tell someone to cop on, they think you're calling the police or something like that, you know, when you're just like, don't spill your drink on me or whatever. Yeah, there's a lot of kind of cultural kind of stuff. Like, I'm trying to think of like, what do I look like? I love the way pubs in Portugal and in Spain, they give you little bowls of popcorn, and I'm like, this is going against the whole point of drinking. This is lying in the stomach, you know. I'm not paying for that. I'll pay for that in 4 hours, you know.
I don't know if that's like going to happen anymore with the whole COVID, the other people's fingers all over your popcorn and bowls and nuts and all that. I wonder, will they put a stop to all that? Who knows, Alison? Who knows? We'll have to go on holiday to find out. Listen, I only found out about Joe Dolan's passing a while back. How did you end up, I have to ask you, how did you end up in his funeral?
Oh, my mum wanted to get her passport signed by the guards, and the Garda station is right beside the cathedral. And we were like, oh, there's a load of black cars around here, and why are we going so slow? And we realised that we were in the middle of Joe Dolan's funeral cortege. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Do you know? So she had to indicate out of that. But
did she get it signed?
She got it signed in the end. There was a guard on duty. But to be honest with you, it felt like we'd gate crashed a party that wasn't theirs. We love Joe Dolan though. Like, yeah. My granddad had his Joe Dolan gave my granddad his tie years ago when he gigged in London. And like, when Joe Dolan died, I never saw my granddad cry before, but he cried into his Guinness. So like, good.
Why
vibes.
Did he give him his tie?
Joe Dolan, yeah. I don't know.
What a weird thing to do.
Maybe he had too many ties.
Maybe he had too many ties. Maybe it's like the state of your man. He won't get in anywhere in London looking like that. Here's a tie to smarten him up or something. Yeah, who knows?
That's it. Or maybe he was at a wedding and he needs something to go around his head.
Probably. Now, listen, I'm not going to lie to you, Alison. I was not impressed when producer Anita came in here like bleeding Dr. Doolittle yesterday after rescuing a pigeon. She infiltrated my whole 3-hour show talking about this bird she named Sandy that she tried to save. Have you ever rescued a small little animal? Have you done that kind of thing?
I've rescued a bee, and I feel like that's the most hardcore of all rescuing animals because it could sting me, you know. But I saw this bee and it was kind of chilling on my bike, and I was like, bees don't normally do that. And it was kind of a, it was phantom stabbing, do you know, that type of thing like boxers do with boxing with a sting. And I Googled it and it said the bee was dying, and I didn't, you know, I'd heard that bees are good for the environment. So I had to give it like a little teaspoon with sugar and water on it and fed it up, and it survived. It flew off. I felt like God.
Okay, you know? It's not a great story. I mean, I had a girl that saved a hawk. She was only 5 foot, and the wingspan of a hawk is nearly 5 foot, and she got it into the boot of her car and took it to the vet. Like, that's saving. Have you saved anything bigger, Alison? Bigger.
When a hawk stings you with its arse, right, you can write to me then. I'm telling you now, I'm the true hero.
This is true. This is true. Listen, I need to ask you about college experiences, because on Wednesday we had some top tips from students going to college for the first time. I mean, literally, one of the tips was to keep your top on. Anyway, what advice would you give to people to get the best out of college experience now that students are actually allowed in?
Genuinely, I'm so boring, Jen, because I went to Ballyfermot College of Further Education, which was a great college but had no societies or anything like that. I think Mary Byrne entered X Factor that year, and that was the most exciting thing to happen. But so I would be very boring and go, tin tomatoes are your friends, lads. They're so cheap. A little bit of spice goes a long way. And also, what was the other thing? Yeah, if there's like a club night and someone from Home and Away or Geordie Shore is there, go. I regret not going to student nights. I've never met Alf from Home and Away, and I feel like I could have, like, because I grew up in the Midlands. But you can't do it now. Like, imagine if you went to, like, I'm in my 30s now, Jen. You don't go to themed club nights.
Oh, you can. You can. Of course you can. Those nightclubs where they have, like, foam parties and nightclubs full of sand. Yeah, totally.
The only themed nightclub I want to go now is over 21, because I don't want to feel out.
I know, it's awful. Listen, what about the living away from home part? You know, any advice to keep your deposit for people? You know, Fenton?
Any top tips? Don't use your downstairs bathroom as a smoking area. The landlord will understand. The landlord doesn't care that you have house parties and people need somewhere to go.
That's a really good tip. That is a really good tip. And let's talk about what happened on Tuesday. Because on Tuesday, we were talking about Penny Lancaster, who has gone back to work, leaving husband Rod Stewart's side to take up work alongside the special constable. She's a special constable with the police. I did find out a lot of people call a constable, which I found hilarious.
Again, you mad joke.
They do. Like, it's the Midlands. Here. Midlands people say constable, don't they?
They also say a lot of other stuff as well that I can't say under there.
Well, that's how you pronounce it. But listen to me, if you were as loaded as Penny Lancaster, I mean, she was on a million-pound yacht prior to being on the beat, as they say. Would you bother your hull working? Would you?
I don't know, Jen. Like, what is she? Is she like the fifth wife of Rod Stewart?
Yeah.
And what? He's got about like 12 kids.
Yeah.
I don't know, how far do you think I'm sexy stretches? Like, you know, that's a lot of alimony and a lot of like, yeah. So like, I think she is secretly doing it for financial reasons. Would I do it? No, not a hope.
Neither would
I. Like, you know, no, I used to work as a person that used to collect ashtrays out of pubs, do you know, like, which was grand at the time, but it's not a vocation. I'm not like, oh, well, I must get back into that. You know what I mean? If I was a millionaire, just...
Well, I don't understand why she's doing it. Maybe because it's just an identity crisis thing. She doesn't want to be known as Rod Stewart's fifth wife. She wants to be known as Penny Lancaster, constable.
Maybe it's role-playing gone too far, Jen. It's just bled into the rest of her life, where she is like, I am actually a policeman.
Oh my God, I never thought of that.
You gotta spice up the marriage. You gotta spice up the marriage.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it. Well, listen, that's all we have time for. Alison, thanks so much for giving your take on the big stories of the week and for being my friend. Are you coming back to Ireland for a real gig anytime soon?
I am. I'm going to Kilkenny Cat Laughs August 30th. I'm going to do my live podcast, and I'm also doing stand-up there. There's loads of tickets available. And also in October, I'm doing a tour of Ireland in like Limerick, Dublin and Drogheda, which I consider to be a full tour of Ireland. It's Dundalk.
So you're in Dundalk, so people from Drogheda can go to Dundalk. That's amazing. I'm delighted here the Cat Laughs is back on.
Oh yeah, it's all, you should see the lineup. Like, there's really, really good stuff, and it's kind of mix of like live stand up and podcast, and it's going to be in a courtyard. Like, there, cool. It's a pretty fun thing to go along to, and it's so soon.
It's definitely happening, and it's definitely the 30th of August. Alison, thanks so much for being my friend of the week. There you have it. That is Alison Spittle. Go and check her out. She's on Instagram, she's on Twitter, and go and check out the Kilkenny Cat Laughs, which is happening. Woo woo! A festival that is happening the 30th of August. You'll see all your favourite Irish and English, I would say, comedians there. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.